Video games may be on to something. When a character in some video games is killed off, well, you simply start over. You pick up from where you left off, and then you move on through the game. It's called respawning. That view seems to permeate through most of our world culture. Everything is fleeting, with our lives only a temporary collection of moments that are not ours to hold. From Snapchat to relationships, from diapers to styrofoam cups, everything is disposable. Just toss it out. You can always get another one, right? Well, that's not entirely true. So the theme of this meditation from 1 Corinthians chapter 6 is permanence. Well, divine permanence, really. And specifically, the permanent indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God within you. Not temporary, and certainly not disposable. So whether at the beginning or the end of your day, accept this 15-minute gift of quiet meditation. One to let you settle into the permanence of God. Start by taking 3 deep breaths as your eyes move from open to a soft gaze to now closed. And just rest in this place of stability for a moment, a time of constancy, and a moment of steadiness with God, Son, and the Spirit within you. Prepare by listening and praying through this passage from 1 Peter chapter 2. As I lead us, respond softly, Heavenly Father, help me honor you with all that is within me. Live as free people. So Heavenly Father, help me honor you with all that is within me. But do not use your freedom as a cover or pretext for evil. But Heavenly Father, help me instead honor you with all that is within me. But use it and live as a bondservant of God. And Heavenly Father, help me then honor you with all that is within me. Continue now by moving without effort into a time of intimate prayer with God. Your words, your time, and your Creator. Does life ever feel fleeting to you? How aware are you of instability in your world? And how do you react to it? Well, don't focus on the specifics, but rather note the emotions the Holy Spirit makes you aware of. Don't feel judged or condemned by your thoughts. You're safe here. But just take a moment to let any fleeting thoughts of insecurity or shakiness rise and then float away. As you remain aware of any shaky, trembling thoughts floating through your mind, allow the Holy Spirit to make you mindful and thankful for moments of balance and steadiness. Concede to the Holy Spirit renewing your mind. Accept the truth of the permanent presence of the Spirit within you. Center on the temple inside your soul, a temple of God's creation. Center too on your breathing. Just let distractions sink away with each full deep belly breath. With each deep breath, imagine the fog lifting inside of you to reveal the temple of God, the permanent residence of the Holy Spirit within you. Fog may still occasionally float by, temporarily blocking your view, but feel constant assurance that it is there and you are safe. Come back to thoughts of divine presence as you pray with a breathless whisper, Heavenly Father, help me honor you with all that is within me. Center on the sacred word, temple, for the next few moments. Fix your heart now on listening to God's Word. This, the first of three readings from Holy Scripture. Listen carefully to these words penned by the Apostle Paul. He wrote this letter long ago to a church filled with pride, a group of early believers who had lost their way in a disposable world. Imagine this as a personal letter to you now. Listen and savor each word for you from Paul. Through the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20 from the New International Version. My dear friend, hold on tight to your faith. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is within you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. How did you feel hearing these words from Paul? What images came to mind as you listened to his letter? Once more, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is within you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. What words did the Holy Spirit guide you to in this passage? Well, be mindful of your breathing as you take this next minute to be reminded of the permanence of the Holy Spirit residing within you now. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the New King James Bible to be experienced as a prayer from you to the Lord, a prayer of permanent indwelling. Dear Lord God, help me to embrace the truth that my body is now the temple of the Holy Spirit who is within me, whom I have from God. And I am no longer my own, for I was bought at a price. Therefore, help me to always be mindful of different ways to glorify you in my body, and with my body, and in your spirit, which are all yours. In your Son's precious name I pray. Amen. So let your thoughts from this scripture prayer move you once again into a time of personal reflective prayer. For the next minute, model this prayer as you whisper your own prayer of understanding that by God's grace, through faith in Christ, your body is now the temple of the Holy Spirit living within you. And pray that now. Listen to this passage now a third time, and listen again less for the words but more for the experience. Ponder how your awareness of the temple within you makes you feel, see, and hear your world differently. Listen to this wider passage from the English Standard Version. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. What did you encounter in this passage? Well, take another moment to consider what moved you the most. While resting in imaginative contemplation, watch again as the fog lifts from your eyes to see the temple of God, the residence of the Holy Spirit residing within you. Grammatically, the word within is a preposition that means inside. Listen to other prepositions and let each become a one-word prayer for you to accept the permanent presence of the temple within you. Walk into the temple within you. Lean against it. Walk throughout. Over it. Under it. Across from it. Around it. Behind it. Above it. Now linger within it. Take this minute as a time of contemplation in the presence of God to be reminded of the permanent residence of the temple within you. Pause or come back later if you need more time. God is in no rush, nor should you be. Stay here for a while longer, pondering and whispering, Heavenly Father, help me honor you with all that is within me, centering on the sacred word temple to guide you through times of instability. Consider for a moment, too, who in your life is living for the world? Who is someone who may have forgotten how close God is in their life? And how can you help guide someone back to the temple of God within them? How can you be a tour guide for someone's soul and walk them back into the permanent residence of the Spirit of God within them? Ponder that. And when you're ready, whether at the beginning or the end of your day, look with expectation for moments the fog lifts and you can see, feel, hear, and touch the permanent residence of God inside of you. For it will be then and there you will encounter the Holy Spirit within. Let me pray this closing benediction over you now to remember that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is within you, whom you have received from God. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. Now may the light of Christ, the love of God, and the presence of the Holy Spirit be what you encounter now and always. Amen.